Hey folks, this is Pastor Jeff welcoming you to another edition of our Friday Drivecast, the day of the week that we take a break from the weekly teaching topic and we go where the Lord takes us. And before we get started today, I want to wish you mothers a happy Mother's Day coming up in a couple days. We really appreciate what you do for your families. So LifePoint moms, way to go. And one of the things that I call Paul's masterpieces is his letter that he wrote to the house churches that he established in Ephesus, better known as the Book of the Ephesians in our Bibles. And I highly recommend, if you haven't read it lately, brew yourself some coffee or tea and just sit with it, especially Ephesians chapter 1, for in Ephesians, Paul shares a prayer with his readers that it really opened my eyes to a different way of praying. Check this out. Listen closely as I read Paul's prayer for his folks. So Paul prays in verse 16 of Ephesians chapter 1. This is what I mentioned for you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him, and that your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what the riches of His glory is, and that you experience the surpassing greatness of His power according to your circumstances. And before we discuss the prayer in general, it's noteworthy that Paul's very complimentary of the Ephesians by recognizing their allegiance to Jesus, their love that they extend to all of God's people, and for their commitment for the well-being of others. And in essence, before he prays this prayer, he's really saying, you Ephesians are doing a great job, and that's why I'm continuing to pray for you, which is a great reminder for all of us that prayer for each other is just as important during our successes as it is during our crises. But when crisis does come, our prayers become more fervent. We go to God asking specifically for situations to be mitigated, for suffering to be eliminated, for obstacles to be overcome. And you know, as a pastor on staff, I pride myself in remembering as many prayer requests that I can throughout the week, like many of you do. But what I noticed in Paul's prayer for the Ephesians, it's something that he doesn't pray for. For in the prayer that we read, he doesn't mention one word about any of their specific circumstances. I don't know if you caught that or not, but I sure did, because he prays for God's given wisdom to come over the Ephesians, that God would give them new and fresh insight into Jesus. He doesn't pray that so-and-so in the congregation gets rescued from a particular illness or rescued from an unfulfilling employment opportunity or rescued from a stressful relationship with another human being. What he does pray for is for God's presence to enlighten those going through difficult circumstances, and that these Christians get their eyes open to the fact that God is with them in every moment of every circumstance, and not to look at the present circumstances as God's opportunity to abandon them, but just the opposite, that they would recognize that God's with them all the more. No, Paul doesn't pray in this prayer for any type of rescue, but that the challenging circumstances will open up opportunities for a new level of spiritual maturity within these believers. And so before we rush into praying for rescue, when others ask us to pray for them in challenging situations, consider taking a moment and ask the Holy Spirit, do I pray for rescue for this individual? Or do I pray like Paul for the Ephesians and ask that in this difficult situation, that so-and-so will see this as a new opportunity to lean into Jesus as they never have before. And in the words of my favorite Bible teacher, it's time to land the plane. Praying and asking for rescue, it's appropriate and it's expected, but it need not always be our default. So as we close today's Drivecast, I invite you to pray Paul's prayer for the Ephesians together with me right now. If you want to pray with me, we can pray something like this. Jesus, give me a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you today. May my heart be enlightened so that I may know the hope of your calling, so that today I might know the riches of your glory, and that I experience the surpassing greatness of your power throughout my circumstances today. In your name, Jesus, I pray, and amen. And so I want to thank you for listening today. I wish you a safe and happy and blessed Mother's Day weekend. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus saying so long.